Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable. So if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
Nation Player is the easy-to-use, one-stop radio and audio app. Download Nation Player now on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Nation Player, we're on. Are you?
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Time now to speak to somebody that's really going to make a difference as part of that Pulse 2025 squad, Tyler Orr. Tyler, first of all, how are you finding the UK?
Really good. I'm loving it over here. It's a little bit different, but I think that's what's really exciting, and everyone's been so, so lovely. So I'm loving it so far.
Tell me a bit about your career in netball so far.
Yeah, so I got my first little taste of professional netball in 2020. So I was called up by Collingwood Magpies at the time as an injury replacement player, and that was all mid-COVID. So I had to kind of pack up and go straight away into a hub in the Sunshine Coast. As a 20-year-old, I guess I personally didn't think I was like physically ready. So I look back on photos now and I'm like, wow, like obviously an awesome opportunity, but I just don't think I was there yet. So I kind of just obviously just did my best at the time, and then got offered a training partner after that with Adelaide Thunderbirds. So I kind of moved back home and got to work with them for a few years as a training partner. And then last year actually got elevated to the 11th player, which is a new thing in Suncorp Super Netball, where all teams can opt to have an 11th player, and they are there for like if someone's not in form or there's a little niggle or injury, kind of just do full time with the team, and you kind of just there if you need, I guess, if that's how you put it. And then at the end of last year, I kind of reevaluated and found myself kind of getting stuck on doing the same things each year. So, and obviously I'm a huge believer in if you do the same things, you're going to get the same outcome. So when this opportunity came up to come over here, I jumped at it, and yeah, so here I am.
We see it in our game here as well, but I wanted to ask you about what that mentality is like, I suppose, when you're just wanting to be part of things on court, be part of that team, but you end up spending most of your time on the bench. And I suppose the question there is, you've got to have strong mentality as well.
Yeah, I guess obviously the first things first is you're just super happy for them. And as much as that you wish that was you, I think it comes down to being a good person as well and being happy for your teammates. So yeah. I think for me, I just kind of never tried not to compare myself to other people. And I think my journey is obviously taken a little bit longer to get to this level and to a full-time contract. Whereas, like you said, I've had friends that have been in that place since they were 18. So I think, yeah, it does take a lot of resilience and just a lot of self-reflection about like how you can just better yourself. And I think for me, that's just not on court. That's also just off court as well. So just contributing as much as I can to the team, being just ultimately a good person, and yeah, just finding little ways to try and keep pushing and trying to get better each day, I guess.
Laura announced her retirement from Thunderbirds, didn't she? But despite this, why did you feel that a change, such a change outside Australia as well, was right for you at this time?
Yeah, well, I guess I'm just seeking more opportunity on court. So it's when I had a conversation with Sam Bird about this opportunity. She was really looking for a mid-quarter that could step up and play and deliver their goalies, like feed their goalies and just be a steady presence on court. And so I kind of just liked the sound of getting more game time over here, a new opportunity, and just, yeah, living abroad and experiencing new things in life, not just in netball. And then obviously, yeah, Shez decided she would retire, but I think for me, I still don't regret my decision to come here. Obviously, I loved Adelaide and I loved the Thunderbirds, and some of my best mates are in that team, and the environment's awesome at the moment. But for me personally, I think I just needed that next step and some match play time, and sitting behind the likes of Georgie Horgis and Taylor Williams and those girls that have played in two premierships, I probably wasn't, obviously you don't know, but probably wasn't going to play much if I did stay and get a contract there. So I don't know. I who knows if it would have been me. Like, they could have gone with someone else. So I didn't really want to risk that. And I just, yeah, liked the opportunity here.
From the outside looking in, what have you made of the England Roses progression over the past couple of years?
Yeah, no, I think it's really exciting. And having moved over here and now I'm starting to get to know obviously more players in the England pathway and in the England squad, I think it's really exciting that they are making strides and they're kind of up and coming. They've got some really, really talented younger players. And I think obviously some of their older, more experienced players are on their way out in the next few years. So I think give them a couple of years and they're going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Tell me a bit about what Zara and Hallie are like as people, some of their qualities.
I have known Zara for ages. So we've followed each other on social media for a while since we played against each other in, I want to say 2018. We did an England versus Oz tournament and a fair few of the girls in the team were actually involved with that. So we have known each other for a long time.
What has Sam said about some of her main aims for the season? Don't worry, she won't hear this.
She doesn't shy away from the fact that we want to win. So a lot of teams kind of claim that they want to make top four or be around the mark and that type of thing. But she doesn't shy away from the fact that we're here to win. And I think she's really forward with that. So that's obviously great. She thinks that we've got the group to be able to do that. So now it's just about how we perform on court. And Sam's been awesome. From the very first meeting I had with her, I really clicked with her. And I just love her style of coaching.
Joe Tripp's in charge of Panthers and Chelsea Pittman as well in charge of Nottingham Forest netball. Have you any thoughts on those teams joining the league?
I think, to be honest, I think it's going to be super cool. It's really hard to say at this point, but I think it's just going to be a super close season. I think everyone obviously has been doing the work and has the opportunity to really take this new NSL and run with it. But I think, obviously, like you said, Chelsea's coaching Nottingham and I think she's so experienced that she'll be able to bring ideas and hopefully she can get her bunch of girls gelling.
League starting and looking forward to it.
Oh, I'm so excited. I think it's been a long off season. So obviously I had to do a fair bit of work at home individually to try and stay fit. But now that I'm here, I'm really, really excited.
Tyler, can't wait to see you part of that London Pool squad. Thanks again for your time.
No, that's okay. Thanks for having me. It's been nice chatting with you.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcasts rail.